Blog Talk Radio.
Make a clap to this.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this. 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 I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat, the rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains to find all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the soloist, so Eric B, make him clap to this. Make him clap to this. Make a 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 clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't need no band-aid to fix. Think of this, no one rhyming too, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, plus it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Disruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap to this.
Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things.
Make a clap to this.
Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
Make a clap to this.
Detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist. Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix.
My name is Rakim.
This is a test of the Boogie Down production prevention against suck MCs. In the event of a real emergency, you would have been instructed on which jams to play and how loud to blast your radio. And now, a word from our sponsor. From the Bronx, Blastmaster KRS-One. Proving that my job ain't done until I get some more. No need to roar or yell, cause I can still tell what will sell and what have sold without yelling over a drum roll. That style is old. So unfold, blossom, bloom. You got the room, so go ahead and consume a new era. KRS-One comes better. Fight another lyric? Never, cause I'm too clever. However, I own my own label. Partners with Scott LaRock, he's on the turntable. And partner Lee Smith. I'm exercising a true gift just to uplift. Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor. Seven, eight, nine, ten. I gotta start this rhyme again. How many words can I find that rhyme? And still keep in mind, every lyric must come out on time. Not many, but I have plenty. Scott LaRock sent me just to devastate anyone, any daughter, any son that comes my way. Hey, you got to go the other way. I represent my DJ, Scott LaRock, D-Nice, the beatbox. I only wear Nikes, not Adidas or Reebok. Many people know me, yet I'm known by few. My name is KRS-One, son, not two or three or four or five or six. The mix is on Scott LaRock, Scott LaRock's on the mix. My name is Blastmaster KRS. Sit and listen to the very essence of this tale. From the days of prison, I have uprisen to my family members. I'm marked down as missing. Listen, circumstances put me right in the street. With the will to survive, get paid, eat, and sleep. Some weep, or should I rather say some cry, can't get by. So later on, they die because the strong will survive. The weak will perish. Ignorance is a poison, and knowledge will nourish. I love what I got and like what I had. I'm glad, not sad, and I don't even get mad. I get myself and some others are believing, cause these others are my brothers and perfection we're achieving. Yes, my name is KRS, my brother is a roster. Let me pause, and now a word from our sponsor.
And the law written in our nature, we call an individual into existence. And when that individual comes, I make no apology for what I'm about to say.
Rough, rugged and real, you're on standstill. To obey your case, so let the man build. Words of rapture that you have to capture. And I just slap you with a handful of literature. The dope, death, fresh, hype, choice, move, and roar. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition, you must be on freebase. Smoking or joking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking. Cause I got a stranglehold. You're still cold on parole for the role you stole. Rhymes that you yell out, but you did sell out. Crossed over, lost over here, now get the hell out. I'm not a pop star, rock and roller. I'm a rebel, blessed. Able to hold a mic like a hammer. And drop grammar, treat a rapper like a wrestler. And body slam them. Those who dispute get treated just like a prostitute. They get the boots and played like a flute, so just play mute. Don't even whisper. Open your mouth to speak and I'ma dish your ragtag and dog. Put you in the morgue because you're petty confetti and not ready to rock steady. In other words, you're half-stepping, tiptoeing, get going, because my weapon is not a nine, a newsie, or a shotgun. But when it come to hype rhymes, I got one, just like the album is still the same. Long live the cane, ain't a damn thing changed. I still get ill and kill at will and build the skill to fill your grill, so don't tell me you're real. We sample beats, you sue and try to fight us. Man, you'd still be home with arthritis. If we didn't revive and bring back alive old beats that we appreciated, you wouldn't survive. You'd be another memory to us. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So understand the way that I live, that's positive. And the message I got to give is a benefit for you and me. I'm talking about P-E-A-C-E, the chosen one that has turned the new leaf. I got gold teeth and they don't chew beef. No pork on my fork, strictly fish on my dish. The cane falling victim, sucker you wish. I flow like water, slaughter, put you out of order. Florida. Rappers are ragging and tagging and snagging and bragging to be on the bandwagon, but I'm the last dragon with the knack to attract the pack, so just get back. I'm young, gifted, and black. And just go with the flow, you know, in the place to be with my man Marley Marl, sending this out to Divine Force. Can't forget my main man Heavy D, to my good brothers EPMD, and to my man Ice-T over on the West Coast. Can't forget Kumo D, Busy B, MC Light, the Audio 2, I say peace.
Minimum, and every day see Africa was the one they loved. And it got to a point where they didn't care. They didn't want to give me up, so they agreed to share. Because I got it like that.
I hate you, brother.
Because I got it like that.
Man, you was a bad jungle, brother.
I like that. I like that.
Yo, peace, peace. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network. I am your host, King Atterbury, and alongside of me is my co-host, Sincere. This episode of Coast to Coast on the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw, you heard? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press one to spit your poetry or just listen in. Want to give a special shout out to author Larry Maddox, CEO, for making this all happen. To purchase your Royal Link jewelry with your bracelets and necklaces with those special stones created in them, reach out to author Larry Maddox or anyone from Epiphany. We'll help you make that happen. You know what I'm saying? Connect on Facebook. Baby, baby. All right. We here now. What's going on, Brother Sincere?
Yo, everything is good. I want to thank, you know, everybody for listening in. Yo, this is going to be, you know, fabulous with a little go-go swing from the West Coast. You know how we doing it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just had to rock some tunes out, you know what I'm saying, to get this here started. You know what I'm saying? Glad to be here.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Thank you for having me. Thank you for making this connection. I appreciate
it. True indeed, brother. True indeed. Tonight, you know what I'm saying, come through, talk that talk, the way you walk that walk. That's what we're talking about tonight. You know what I'm saying? So how you feel about that, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk. Well, let's talk about it. You know, we got, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people got a lot of things they want to talk about and say besides spitting some dope poetry. This is what it's truly about, spend some poetry and, you know, and listen to and get some feedback from each other. You know, uplifting our community. We really need some positivity amongst everything else that's happening. So, you know, let's make this a fabulous show. Let's get down.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So what's up? You want to kick off some poetry, brother? You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
All right, the mic is yours.
Dark live rise, darker the fruit, the veil of love unraveled towards loving your first and foremost love. The outward effect adds the rise of two things, you and you and yours, living in the future of loving you above all else. You hate me or you think in a certain way, I want to give you as the beacon of hope. I am black, the Caribbean, and the Spanish roots. As human being, as any other human being in today's society, in this oppressing world, we see as one hope. Dark light rise. I know you know me. Knowing me is knowing that life starts with your image of whom God made from his likeness. Be proud of yourself. Four songs of a natural fusion of love over hate. Dark light rise. That's Sincere. That's that piece.
All right. That's what's up, bro. That's a way to kick it off. You know what I'm saying? talk that talk so you can walk that walk. You know what I mean? Hey, that's gravy.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna go into this piece. It's called Guarding Compartment. Ever since I met Desiree, been one hell of a high, reaching levels no lie, living in and out skies. Even when she cried due to the beautiful times, the mountains I climb allow her spirit to find that which was different from a life she once knew, dealing with a lot of fools who couldn't show and prove, learning about vibes, signals, and frequencies, loose, loud poetry delivery spread across naturally. When I'm in tune with God, ain't nothing but free will. Some pockets can't hold change to trade in for bills. That's a low-fold, lost soul, frostbitten, ice cold, driving on a stop-and-go road, nowhere to go. Traffic slow, music playing, sounds real familiar. It's like your chick ain't your chick, trying to really hear you. House ain't a home without love or compassion. Beautiful blue-eyed, blonde-eyed woman got me gasping. A sly be a sly, respect to any respect themselves. I work like a Keebler elf that don't ask for help. Cool as I ever been, checking the mail. Never hard to tell what's going on with Joel. And that's that piece, King.
Wow. I got a question for you.
What's up?
When you wrote that, was it about her? Or was it something you just felt that you had to get off your chest?
That was taken away from somebody else's energy, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I'll be a narrator out in this world, you know what I'm saying? So I take on other people's feelings, emotions, and I just tell a story, you know what I mean? And mix and match it up, you know what I mean? Walk the walk, talk the talk.
Yeah, that's real fly.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, you know what I mean? But, hey, brother, you know, before we open up these phone lines and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to kick in this joint, you know what I'm saying, by the Ghetto Boys, and we're going to sit back and relax and tune it out and bring these callers in right after.
Shit, she don't know whether to throw in the towel or if he gon' grow. And if he do, where's he gon' go? Got a letter from an old friend. I read it and cried when he told me that his girl just died. Right out of the blue, breast cancer wasn't nothing to do. Now I'm sitting here thinking of you, trying to come to a man. Cause really I don't want it to end. You the only one I trust as a friend. I know I'm on my last leg living with this bullshit written, but I still gotta bring it to life. Not half of a lifetime missing, cause I would not listen. Confused about my wrong and my right. They're telling me the time heals wounds though. This wound don't need stitches. I got testimony for niggas. You doing what you do, but when your shoe gets flipped, standing on the other foot and got your boots and shit. So you back up and analyze, fix shit or finalize. Before you leave this shit alone, just try. Maybe it's something you can do to rectify what's dead. And plus you gotta think of the kids. It's kinda just the way life is. You either gotta live or you die. At least that I can say that I try to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, when it's over, said shit done. Sitting by yourself mixed up. But I try to do the best I could. Sometimes I guess my best ain't good. No, the plan is over, said shit done. Sitting by yourself mixed up. But I try.
Faster than a crackhead to pawn your shit. Will it deal put a foot in you, bitch? I sold dope raw, folks had to make ends meet. In the fifth grade, I've been up in these streets trying to get it. Raised by a single mother, two sisters, two brothers. I used to face shit and love her, cause she beat her so much. Plus she came home drunk, but every now and then she knock on wood and say, I try to do the best that I could. And I believe her, cause she was treating evil out the box. You can't give what you ain't got. Mama, I was young, hitting licks, started helping you out. About the closest that you came to a man of the house. I was talking back, ducking through the door, getting smacked. You used to brag to your friends on how well I rap. We never really got along, but when you took sick, I was at your side till you died. I wasn't the best son, but I tried.
Sitting by yourself mixed up. But I try.
always been a troop, never giving up. But the past few years has been really rough. Felt like giving up a couple of times. Take a drop, I plant a slug deep up in my mind. Fuck it, I'm dying. Done with struggling for mine. Sleeping on fans, floors, ain't no use to me lying. Change my name, anonymity slick. For the 4 feet dwarfs that be on television, it's hard to miss. I get pissed over little shit. Little shit drive me crazy. Then I start thinking about my babies. I can't go to jail. I can't die. Who better teach them about this cruel world than I? Their mamas won't let me see myself pay my support. Cause once you give life, life is bigger than yours. Maybe I'm not all you expect me to be. But when it's done and said, ultimately, daddy tried. I tried.
That jam right there, the Ghetto Boys, I Tried, you know what I'm saying? They definitely was talking that talk, you know what I'm saying, walking that walk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, brother. So what's good? How you feeling tonight, brother?
Man, I'm feeling great. That's the first time I heard that joint. Yeah, I guess I didn't play all their tunes, so I was that caught me off guard, so I really enjoyed that jam. You allowed us to hear.
Yeah,
that
no
was
doubt,
a
long
time.
Doubt. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so, hey, brother, we're going to get into these phone lines right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to open up the phone line and we're going to see what's good. Yeah.
Make it happen.
Hey, Donnie, yeah. What's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing tonight?
Starting off, right, how you doing?
That music sincere is good to hear from you. It's so rare these days that we get to even a glimpse of you. It's good to hear.
Man,
I'm
part of the family, so I'm honored to be amongst the greats. So I'm honored. You're gonna hear a lot of me.
That's what's up. Looking forward to it. Right. Definitely looking forward to it. That's what's up. Yeah. You know I'm a fan. I've been a fan for a long time. So, and King, awesome show last night. Bringing that great
definitely.
Energy right on over here today.
Yeah, we in the building. Now, man. So LaPrella Negra, let me ask you, how do you talk that talk the way you walk that walk? That's what
we're
talking about tonight.
Oh, baby, I make it do what it do all the time, okay? I talk how I walk, and I don't walk unless I can talk. I'm trying to tell you, I'm true to myself, and I bring the truth to everybody in their heart. You know, I'm deep. I get internal with you. I make it happen.
Right.
Because I'm blessed like that. So, you know, I handle my business, and I'm good to people. I have a good heart, and that's what we're supposed to do because we're charged with that, you know. And I try to make people understand that's what we are charged to do. This is what we're supposed to be. This is how we get back to our higher purpose, our divine purpose. That's how I do that.
True thanks. True thanks. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You have to be out in this world, you know what I'm saying, talking that talk and walking that walk. And whether you put it in reverse and spin it around, it's still profound at the same time. Walk that walk and still talk that talk, you know.
Absolutely. I got to walk because, see, I ain't no track star. I never have been. So I got to look at that. I'm trying to tell you. I'm about to hit 54 tomorrow. I can't go nowhere, okay? Nowhere. I got issues. So I ain't got no choice but to speak my truth, you know?
I love it.
We all getting older. We all getting older, broader, and everything, and just doing our thing still, you know what I mean? So who, like I said, you're going to walk that walk continually and talk that talk specifically.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I don't know how to be any other way. You know, I might play and joke around because I'm lighthearted. You know, I'm a big kid at heart. I'm pretty much a free spirit, a gypsy tree hugger, whatever you want to call it, you know. But I'm me, and that's who you always going to get, me. I'm unchanging.
I respect that.
But I'm teachable. I'm teachable, okay?
Hey, respect that. Respect. You know what I mean? So I know you came through with one of your pieces.
I tried to do something. I don't know what the hell I was doing because I hadn't written anything. I had a weekend that was a little off balance, you know, so it kind of knocked me off my square just a little bit. I teeter-tottered, but I'm back in. So I threw some words together. I'll try and give it to y'all the best I can.
Hey, we appreciate what's given. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, that being said, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to call this the one. No, one. My heart loves because my mind thinks and is considerate because my spirit chose a beautiful soul. And that soul has learned that there isn't anything colder than a cold shoulder in a beautifully created world filled with souls that thrive on negativity and love chaos. Everyone can handle honesty. It's just that people don't want to deal with the repercussions and the responses from being honest, so they would rather lie to avoid it. But see, I don't say things to spare feelings. I say things in a way that I want you to receive it. Because it isn't the frame that defines you, but they judge you anyway, trying to tear down and scar pieces of you, all because they want a distraction from their truth. They want to destroy your beautiful while living under the umbrella of a pretty little lie. But I say, why be scared of the fire when you're a phoenix? Go for it. Just don't lose control. Learn how to tame your fire, because love and fear, anxiety and excitement are two sides of the same coin. It's all about choice. Never mind them. Let the old you die. Walk through that fire of renewal and understand that you will stand out effortlessly, regardless. And that's that piece.
That's
Bravo.
What's up.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely on fire. You know what I'm saying? Love that piece.
I literally threw the pieces. Them. These are like little, I was jotting down that started out to be a piece, and I never went back to them and finished it. But I just threw it all together in one piece for y'all. But I ain't write nothing. What is that? I ain't think
hey,
I can
but
do.
We appreciate how you always do what you do and do how you do. So we appreciate you coming through and blessing us with what you have. You know what I mean? So, hey, God is good
thank
all
you.
The time.
That was straight beauty.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Say that again, Sincere. You was breaking up.
I said thank you for finishing that piece. That was a must read, and I'm glad everybody had a chance to hear it.
Thank you. You're welcome. Appreciate that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So La Perla Negra, let us know what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm trying to get back on track here. So let me start with, where do I start? I guess I'll start with Monday nights. I'm riding shotgun for a little bit with you. So King Atterbury and
all
King
right.
Queen's Quarters. I'm kind of standing in for the original goddess, the original queen of King and Queen's Quarters. Okay. And then on Wednesday nights, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. She is a missus now, y'all. Don't y'all forget that. Okay. Now, we got a topic. I believe the topic is, do you have a box or a collection of toys that you use in the bedroom or are you just enough without the toys? I believe that's what the topic is. Now, I got to give credit to that because I'm trying here.
Oh, shit.
And every other Friday night, I co-host with Anonymity, Epiphany's own other host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and that is from a Royal Pens perspective. And I believe every other Saturday, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mics, poetry, and some healthy conversation. So y'all come on by because Epiphany got it on lock. We got a show for you every night of the week. All right, back to you, gentlemen.
All right. All right, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? And Wednesday, Lord Atterbury will be showing up to...
I know that's right.
Come through. Richard Pryor style, the toy.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's so... Oh, that's what's up. That almost went over my head, but that's what's up. I'm like...
Yo, I think you don't need no toys. Individuals are enough. But that's just
saving
me.
Saving for the show. Come on,
no,
man.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bring it.
Bring it for the show. Absolutely. Okay. Me, I can do without, or I can go with. You know, I make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
Make it do what it do. Well, LaPearl, we appreciate you coming through and giving us the rundown on what you got going on and spitting that beautiful piece of poetry, you know what I'm saying, very well pieced together. So we appreciate you all the time on that.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all, too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, man, look, LaPearl, she always pieced together those pieces and whatnot. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Man, it's a collective thoughts, and when she put it together, it seems like she just wrote that. So for her to say that there was just different thoughts from here and there, man, by listening to her, you can tell those different thoughts. So just shout out to her and just making it do what it do, talk that talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, being that she came through and pieced that together, and she did her thing.
Facts.
No, so I'm going to dedicate this song right here for La Perla Negra. We're going to sit back, vibe it out, and come right back to these callers.
In a face of the time. There's a lot of crowd out there today. Let's hear them play.
You better stand clear. EPMD is a world premiere. From New York straight talk, America's best. Cold Wild Long Island is where we rest.
Style of the rap makes your hands clap. Take care from the stuff because the lines are strapped. They mean business, no time for play. If you buy a line, they blow your way. The more you bite, your body gets hot. Don't get too close because your mic is shot. Knowing out my mom like a poisonous rat. Don't play dumb, boy, you're smarter than that. My thing.
Dramatic style keeps the rhyme flowing. The brain's already biting without you knowing. Can't understand why your body's getting weaker. Then you realize it's the voice from the speaker. The mind become delirious. Situation serious. Don't get ill. Go and get curious.
Enough about that. Let's get on to something better. And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. And if you want some water, I get you a cup. And if you don't want it, then burn the hell up. I'm telling you now, boy, you ain't Jack. Talk too much junk and Mr. T is your back, but he's not. So don't act cute, cause if we do, you in high pursuit.
It's my thing. As the song goes on, you will notice a change. The way I throw down, the way I say my name. The mic that I'm packing is flame.
resistance, so it's cool and keep your distance. When I walk into the party, girls are screaming at me. I park my mic in my hose, and then I yell, freeze. Music, please. Where was I? Oh yes, say a deaf rhyme, then I put the rest. Every time I rock a rhyme, I can tell that you like it. Emotion is strong like the mind of a psychic. The mind is weary, floating like a dove. Sweating the things like a jewel making love. Control the crowd so they can accept it. Total concentration is the perfect method.
It's my thing.
Attack. The ones who got the mic and freeze, I throw back, I perfect and eject, make MC sweat, take them off on the mic, then I tell them step, not waiting or debating, cause if you keep hating, playing me too close, like two dogs mating, now let's get on with the rest of the lesson, don't really like it when suckers start messing, trying to make a scene, talking very loud, talking my junk to attract the crowd, you say you want to battle, your first mistake, you get quiet and stuff like you was out of wake, end up beginning, we knew you wasn't winning, now you're for shame, your head starts bending, kind of upset, boy. I understand you lost again. I won, goddamn.
My thing.
My funky fresh lyrics put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you, suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time, and at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign, cause I'm the thriller of Manila. Coke killer, drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through. Then they tap me on my shoulder and say, this buzz for you. To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be sooky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rhythm I'm going. Hydraulic jack is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. Compassion is waved like the motion of water. Smooth. Record is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110 on my MC's test. My rhymes stronger than Tyson. Hold the MC license when I grab the mic. MC's get frightened. I'm dangerous, I eat across some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around and we'll be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite because the rhymes are mine and that ain't right. But that chill is just chill to the next episode. Diamond J, yo, release the chord.
My thing.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Epiphany Radio for Real Entertainment Network. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to rock the mic. Come talk with us. Talk the talk the way you walk the walk. So, Brother Sincere, how you feeling about tonight right now, man?
Man, this is right on time, man. We needed this. I appreciate you again, man. Thanks for, you know, coming through. Thanks for making this platform people to come through and talk that talk and walk that walk. This is what we're doing. You know what I mean? The year 2023,
it's time to show up. That's right. You know what I'm saying? We here. All this is made possible by author Larry Maddox, for real, the poet. Much blessings upon him. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's get back into this poetry, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to open up this next phone line and see what's really, really good. All right?
Let's go.
Lady A, how you doing tonight?
Good, thanks. How are you?
All right, we good, we good. You know what I'm saying? Peace and blessings upon you. How you feeling?
Oh, thank you. I'm good, thanks. Yeah.
All right.
Day at a time, so, trying to sort life out, you know?
Well, you know, in life, as a topic, just... Oh, I'm sorry, brother, go ahead.
This is the place for it. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so tonight, Lady A,
yeah,
you talking that talk, the way we walk that walk.
You know, I have always been one to speak the truth as I see it, a supporter of the underdog, always trying to do the right thing, say the right things. I'm a big believer in communication, and without that, it's impossible to maintain any kind of relationship. And so my poem is about that. It's just it's about speaking out and talking your mind. And so many people hold things in, and it destroys them in one way or another. So that's what my piece is about tonight.
Well, you know, in life, we always got to remember there's a time and place for everything. You know what I'm saying? And everything,
yeah,
is not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's,
yeah,
true.
Well, we're going to...
I'm
going
talking in generality, so I'm not. I'm.
So am I.
Learning as when to enter into dialogue. Yeah, we're on the same page, for sure.
So, me and my brother Sincere, we're gonna step back and give the stage to you. The mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. It's called Just Open Your Mouth and Speak. Talk about the sorrow and speak your pain out loud. Violent memories will remain, but pain will dissipate. Chat to break chains locked in hearts and brain. 'Tis the key to wellness. Fear not and set yourself free. Crippled by the past, impossible to speak the horrors. Anger transfers to loved ones who only mean good. Anxiety manifested. Anger grows and contempt flows. And crippled but not willing to do the work to let go. Ghosts surround threatening you will break down. Lies bind, hold you hostage. You project your fears on others, especially your mother, all so loved and cherished, yet blamed. Silence is the criminal inflamed. Release the secret sorrows. Release your aching mind. You won't melt when words are spoken. You'll float on freedom's sea. Hold those secrets in and block yourself from freedom and be sick. Illness takes advantage, all opportunities to walk in and stomach twists. Simplistic reality offers freedom, forgiveness, and love. You speak, just speak. You won't break if you do. Understanding manifests understanding. Enlightened you will be. Then turn your face to me. We will heal the emptiness and tears. And peace.
Whoo! Bravo, bravo, bravo.
Hey.
All right.
Lady A, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you wrote that, where were you in your mindset when you wrote that?
Well, you know, it's been a struggle for me with my my adult kids ever since I got divorced, and it's just been years of struggle, and they won't talk about it. They won't, and they never have talked about it, but they're happy to draw their own conclusions, and there's nothing I can say or do to help them. And some people are happy to stay in their anger, and this is, you know, like I say, when I die on my tombstone, it's going to read my name and stats, and then it's going to say she loved her children. And none of them are like me as far as talking is concerned. And and they're all sick because of it, emotionally. And the other part that I don't understand is that they've all left their spouses. And so... Yeah, it's so difficult as a parent, especially when they're older, They don't think of mom and dad as men and women. It's mom and dad,
right.
You know. And
right.
So I'm really making light of this because it's been actually a horror story, and I struggle through it daily, and it's really hard. That's very hard.
Well, I'm gonna offer you some peace of mind. I'm going through that with my daughter. And she's 31, and I came to a conclusion is, for me, I let her come to me, and I just offer certain things and just put it in a way for her to think.
Yeah.
And I find us having some dialogue, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it really does. But you know, they have their heels dug in, and unfortunately,
yeah.
They have forgotten everything. They've forgotten my love. They've forgotten my dedication to them. I was a stay-at-home mom, and they've forgotten it all. And they just focus on what they don't like, and they don't like that I talk and I write. They hate my poetry. They find nothing good about it, and find only the bad things. I'm an artist. They don't like what I do there. Anyways, it's a big long story, but it's very difficult, and I feel like my ex-husband has done. You know, if I was in that position and he was the one being judged, I would do everything in my power, no matter what I felt about him. I would do everything in my power to bridge the gap, to help them realize that, you know, their father loves them and they need to treat him well. But that's not been forthcoming for me, and so that's made it worse, I guess you could say. I think that there's healing in talking. You know, when we understand each other, where we're coming from, it's really difficult. And I spent a whole life loving my kids. I don't like them very much right now, but
our children get older. You know what I'm saying? Our children get older and they branch out on their own trees of life. So a lot of times we just have to stand there, like stand over them like clouds, you know what I'm saying, in the sky.
Yeah.
And just see them grow and blossom into what they are going to become. You know, all my kids
are grown,
and I just let them live their life. You know what I'm saying? I don't intervene with anything because I was once young myself, so... Their journey is not my journey. I'm already still on my journey at 51. So I just let them live and let them do them. You know what I mean? And if they need me, they know how to reach out to me and whatnot. So, you know, I mean, people, places, and things.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I guess it's hard for me to talk about it like that, just sort of like off the cuff for a couple of minutes, because there's a lot involved in it. And I've celebrated them. I've supported them. I've nurtured them. They have grown into fine people, and they do live their own lives. I just want to be a part of it. That's all.
And I mean, sometimes it can happen, and sometimes it can't. You know, but just keep praying on it. That's all you can do. You know.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt.
Love you guys.
Thank you for that piece.
Thank you very much.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
brother,
that's
it.
Hey, brother, that was touching. And knowing that you're a parent, and parents have to sit back and let our children, you know, blossom how they want to blossom. And like you just mentioned, you know, they know how to reach out to us. So
I just pray that
reach out and, you know, just get some friendly advice, just something that they can take and think about it. That's all.
Yeah, you just got to let the universe do what it do. You know what I mean? Stay within God's chamber of commerce. After that piece, Lady A Spit, I got a song for her right now, some De La Soul. We're going to sit back and ride it out, brother.
mirror on the wall. Tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. Myself and I. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on a twisting up so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with 3rd degree, that's me, myself, and I. Nah. Me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Number 4, do you have the answers?
It's still on the tip of my tongue. I guess, just give me a...
All right, all right. Welcome back. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio Blog Talk for Real Entertainment Network. If you're listening in out there, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to come on through. You heard? Hey, brother, we here right now, man. You know,
and talk, walk that walk. I love it. Shout out to rest in peace to De La Soul, founding member. Man, he was an inspiration. He got me through a lot of things. Listen to.
Rest in peace, man. You know, much prayers out to his family and their whole clan. You know what I'm saying? Look, we going to open this mic back up and bring in La Perla Negra. She got something special to say.
I'm back.
What up? What it do?
All right, I'm going to do my diva's piece because she was having some technical difficulties, but I got her. I hope I can do this some justice. All right. this, I don't know if this is the title or not, but I'm going to just go right into it.
Okay.
If I talk the talk, thank you. If I talk the talk, I must walk the walk. I can't be fake. I have to be me. My word is bond. So my energy is high. I keep my head to the sky, never looking back. So I want to experience everything that comes my way. So today and every day, I walk that walk so I can talk that talk. Because I'm a walking testimony. I radiate within, and my light surrounds me. Sometimes it astounds me, because one may be able to talk with me. But no one could ever walk where I've been, unless you were with me in the mix. Don't get it twisted. There were times in my past where I resisted the light within, and what was done to me, I fell in sin. To retaliate, I know you can relate to what I'm saying, so I talk the talk. Watch me shine as I walk the walk of life, and trust and believe I'm not playing, because the Most High has me, and I do my best to live abundantly, and that's that peace.
Woo, Miss VIP, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
That is dope, Diva. That's the first time I read it. I didn't even practice. Well, I had a little problem. That was nice, Diva. Very, very nice.
Yeah, Miss VIP, you know what I'm saying? You did a great job, you know what I'm saying, filling in for her on that piece right there. You know what I mean?
I hope so. Thank you.
Hey, like I said, we always appreciate you coming through a lot. I'm saying, you the come through queen. That's what we're going to call you, the come through queen.
Okay.
I mean, you always come
that.
Through.
I'll take that. Saying, absolutely.
Always much appreciated.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I love y'all. Yeah.
Love you too, definitely. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, brother. So, say, you there?
Oh, yo, my God. Yo, Miss VIP, we love the peace. Thank you so much for coming through. Love it.
Yeah, brother. So, how you feeling, man? How you feeling out here, man?
Man, with the family, with friends, man, people I admire, they my total inspiration. So shout out to everybody that came through with the dope pieces. So just thank you for the love.
Hey, that's what's up, man. We here, man. So we gonna go into station identification. Right there.
They know who we be.
Yeah, so bro, man, you got another piece in the archive?
Oh, y'all, you know what? I sure do, man. I was just okay. Here it is. I got one. It's called Nothing Lasts Forever.
All right. Well, the mic is yours, brother.
A winter crest equinox. Heaven and hell speaks that all things must die. If that's the case, when will racism die? When will homelessness die? When will human rights move to the front again? I don't know how, when, or why, and even where the last meal will come to cry out into the woods of pity, helping with a new thought that lies exists under a prayer for the sickness of all men's hearts. You can become a table of reproduction, understanding people's views, advocate some sense of better dream for the flag of equal triangle, comes out with a please or a welcome back to basic instinct, fear, a primary false. What is in this injection in reality? I've been trying to clean the earth of all black men and women, keeping them as vessels towards keeping a pierced heart in place. A black woman's service point of view over my own objection. A black man's low death, nothing lasts forever. Even time does not stop when children of the corn runs around here underneath a shadow's conversation. Actually grounded with neutrons and prototype protons unite under a charge of both positive and negative behavior, misdiagnosed of a broken Negro true roots rooted around the firstborn. This is not about money, wealth, women, trust and faith, the channels of women's reproduction organism. This is about nothing lasts forever. All living things die, humanity rebirth, come as or and reproductive assembly line under a laboratory demigod, trying to do away with the living soul of God's hands in a single relationship to the Holy Spirit. Will the wind stop flowing over the ocean side, stop expanding northern mountains, refusing to grow out of the house of reality eagle. Nothing lasts forever. That's that peace.
All right, brother, that's what's up. Nothing lasts forever. True indeed, true facts.
You know what I mean? Yes, sir.
Oh, we are upon the hour. 5 minutes. We are 5 minutes over. You know what I'm saying? So y'all call in. Raise your hand. Press that one. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Come on, y'all. Rock with us when I press that one. You heard? All right, brother,
yo,
why don't
you
get into my
piece? Yeah, please what do that,
brother?
You know,
blaze
that mic.
All right, this one is called Technical Techniques. Open screens, resonate dreams, appearance clean. Seen mean, electrifying, high supreme chain. Magnificent, marvelous, performance made regular. Treasured settlers, moving scribes, king with peddlers. Traveling with thoughts on course with no remorse. Legal documents from court offset the loss. Chambers built strong, barrier weak on the foundation. Too much sensation, situation, trials and tribulations. What was started become target inside of markets. Corroded movements still ruling while connected charges. Back turned, holding up weight without buckling. Land suffering, questioning why we rushing in. Seated next to insult, rebuke prayers, keep them. Whoever world I'm reaching, speaking outside decent. Calamity of karma, open sauna without privacy. My arms hold honesty, collectively no comedy. King. Yeah, so that was my piece right there. You know what I mean? So as we take a little journey backstage, you know what I'm saying, we're going to jam it out with y'all and open up these phone lines.
The momentum of this party can only increase. The design of this rhyme is a masterpiece. You want to kick step to the musical feast and witness the force I'm about to release. You rock. Professional producer of hip-hop songs. In case you're unaware, my beat
mission. Chairman of the board at the rapping commission. Sole inventor of this composition. I disintegrate rappers. I can and I could. The great Edgar Allan Poe couldn't write this good. I'm the warlord of rap with my own army. Japan's own military couldn't disarm me. Super bad. Corrupt number one B-boy. Like a patient from Picasso, I'm the real McCoy. Crown prince of rapping. Godfather of beats. MCs that I meet, I mean, late in defeat. You rock.
Mentally sick, serial rap killer, like they working with. Yes, the son of Sam, and I'll be goddamn to take a fall to get the balls and watch me slam, man. The exquisite rap wizard from the boondock. My two knock watch, been on the court brain lock. With no rip rap, smooth like chaff. Breaking bones in the rap zone, chill or get smoked mad fast. Can stop us from bugging because we're tripping. Can hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping. Slipping. Can hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping. Slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music. Right. I'm tripping, right. I'm slipping, slipping, slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music. I'm slipping, slipping. Can't hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping.
Breaking 1-9, breaking 1-9, mayday. Call for backup as Eric Sermon's payday. No illusion, just mass confusion. The rap seduction from the funk production. I, the Afro-American black citizen, to make it seem loud as hell like Sam Kinison. No one can stop me. Like rock, like the combination, the jab, the uppercut, mad footwork from the rapper next first, bust a move. I'm worth about a million cash bucks. Say what, damn right, shut the hell up. I'm 4 inches, word off and watch them donuts. Play them like Duncan, then pass out donuts. Then I freak the funky style and I use it. MD and hear nothing but the music.
Can't hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music, I'm tripping, I'm slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music, I'm slipping. Can't hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping.
What's this? Another funky hit from the squad kit. I get mad props like Sonny Crockett. You know it's a smooth rap flow that clocks the pedo. Can't stop now,
why?
Plus I'm diesel. EPMD back in effect on your rap set. Fourth cassette, more deadly than a bomb threat. Can't stop us from bugging because we're tripping. Can't hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping.
Take two, action the main attraction. I'm bad like Michael Jackson. Got more tricks than any kung fu flick. Understand, I'm rough and tough as Jackie Chan. My technique the drunken mic bastard right. I'm teaching
D-S-Y-T-H-E.
Right, I'm slamming. The dopest nigga from the underground. Out the basement, now all renowned. Rocking systems, catching jocking victims. As we catch back from a punk, we bet we diss them. Then I freak the fucking style and I use it. Kid, ain't hear nothing but the music.
Music.
Can't hear nothing but that music, I'm slipping, slipping, slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music, I'm tripping, slipping, slipping. Can't hear nothing but that music, I'm slipping, slipping. Can't hear nothing but the music, I'm slipping.
Mad deep and missing.
Now what? Suckers.
Okay, okay. We back up in the building. Brother Sincere.
I'm yes, sir. Mic, brother. I'm here. Man, right. I love it, man.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. You here, brother. So how you feeling tonight, man? How you feeling with all this music and poetry, brother?
Man, everything is on time. Your music is nostalgia for me. I appreciate it. I love everybody who came through. I appreciate it. Shout out to everybody. Appreciate it. Talking that talk, walking the walk. How we get down tonight.
Yeah, that's peace. That's peace. Well, we gonna spin the block, man, and bring folks back in. And just do what we do. You know what I mean?
Let's make it happen.
Hey,
Perla Negra.
I like it here.
Hey.
Oh, you come in, you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know what, y'all, you always bring this nostalgic feel with the music, yo. You know what? These are songs that were very popular in their time, but haven't heard them in so long. I almost forgot about them until you start playing them. So I'm like, okay, that's what's up. And I always get a sense of the summertime feel when you play the music, man. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you. Appreciate that. Gotta bring it back like a DJ. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah, I got another piece for y'all if you want to hear it.
Hey,
man, save the money. We gonna come back and enjoy it. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is called "You Will Know." Say my name. I want to make it personal. Say it so that you will know I am more than the rich darkness of my skin and the tangles of my hair. Say it so that you know the only thing dark about me is my skin. My spirit comes from, draws intellect from, lives in and exudes the most high light. Say it so that when you look at me, you know that you are in the presence of royalty. Say my name and understand that all of what you have tried to remove will not be moved because you simply have no right to it and it does not belong to you. Say my name so that when you look in my eyes and read, you will see that part of the stories you've tried and failed pitifully to erase will continue to be told through the eyes of the innocent. Say my name, so that you will know I have been here since stars were placed in the heavens to light up the galaxies. Say my name, and understand that without me there is no you. My name is Ada, first daughter, Adama, child of beauty, Aboyomi, bringer of happiness, Aduke, cherished, and Adio, righteous. My name is purity, fertility, sensuality, and fresh water. I am life. I am love. My name is Oshun, and that's it.
Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe.
I say. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, LaPearl. Woo! loading it down, you know what I mean?
Thank
you. We definitely appreciate you coming through and spending the block, you know what I mean?
I try.
That was a fantastic piece. I got a question for you. When you wrote that, what inspired that?
Oh, gosh, I wrote that so long ago. I believe it was back in Black History Month last year. And I think it was a prompt from the Get Down. And I just wanted to make a statement. I was thinking about myself and how the world just treats us as a people, you know, and all the natural ways that we have. And I needed to add some of our different languages to it. So I just researched some names, and I found out what they meant, and I thought it would fit nicely in the piece. And that's pretty much how I came up with it. That's where I was. I'm always thinking about myself when I'm writing about the natural ways of our people and how I like being natural. The tangled tresses of my hair, the way that they naturally, you don't have to do anything to them. They just naturally form this way, you know, and our beautiful sun-kissed skin that is naturally protected. And also it's protected from the rays that come from the sun that can do damage, but we also draw our strength, our essential necessities, the vitamins that we need from it. You know, and we get downloads from spirit through it as well. All of these beautiful natural things, you know, that are given to us purposely when we were put here. I'm stop because I can go on and on and on and on about this, but that's pretty much where I'm at when I'm writing. Like everything about us, mm-hmm. I appreciate everything. You can't imitate it. You can't copy it. It's just something that is given to us through blessed creation, and that's just the way it is.
Hey, that's what's up.
Well,
I said, thank you.
I see. Get some power upon that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Hey,
I love my people, man.
Hey, we here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to stay
That's
here.
Right, and we're amazing. You got that right. We're amazing. They're trying to remove us. They have been trying to do it for centuries. I mean, for I think more than centuries, they've been trying to remove us. But without us, the world would cease to exist, literally. Literally.
I know that's right. Definitely.
We have way too much history for anybody to erase us.
Mm-hmm. We are the co-creators. We are the original teachers. Everything that is brought forth is brought forth through us, you know. Although some others would like to put their names on it and claim it, they already know what it is.
You know the deal.
Okay. So it's a beautiful thing. We just gotta learn to come together more. Stop trying to tear each other down, man. You don't even realize the power
right.
that we have. If we come together, you know, we have the power to move things without even touching them. Oh, my God. It's so much. But I'm going to stop because I'll tell you, I will finish the show with everything I got to say.
And that's all walk that walk. That's what we're here for.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, man. I'm just saying, I love my people. We come in all different shapes, sizes, shades, colors, you name it, we got it. We got it. We're just blessed like that. We just got to learn to recognize it again. That's all, you know. But thank you, gentlemen, for having me over and over and over again. I appreciate y'all. I'm here if you need me. One love, one mic.
Hey, one love, one mic. Oh, man, that's what's up. The Pearl of Negra, you know what I mean? Make it a do with a do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we going to open up this next mic, you know what I'm saying, and allow her to do what she do, you know?
Hi.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Excellent. Thank you for coming.
Okay. It's Lady A. I wrote a poem that is sort of trying to cover all, I don't know if you've heard it or not, King, but I had it on for a couple weeks ago on the Get Down, I do believe. It's called What Good Is Our Earth? And
I have a quote on it. It says, I don't wait for moods. You accomplish nothing. If you do that, your mind must know it has to go get down to work. So I kind of raved a little bit about the different things that are killing our world, killing our society, killing us, and the need to do something about it without just talking about it. Pondering thoughts circling round and around, picking some to write about, perhaps writer's block has come this day, perfectly ridiculous to write this way. Topics range from A to Z, tough to choose, one for all to read. Tedious political agendas abound, tired of how their voices sound. Addiction, heartbreaking stories must be told. Alone, defeated, unable to cope. Aware it's the hangman's rope, awakened to move forward. Education, treasured in parts of the world. Each child longs to walk that long walk to school. Every step brings them closer to their goal, evolves from dreams to reality, and they stand tall. Starvation, no milk to drink, no food to eat. Selfish governments do nothing to ease the pain. Sell donations from the world on the black market. Sordid deals while babies cry. Crooked politicians grease palms for their agenda, craving riches as the poor get poorer, coveting more and more as fists bang at their doors, crazed by their insanity, no care for humanity. Big Pharma charges billions for meds that cost pennies, bilking the sick and dying, their motto, no insurance, no meds. Black holes swallow them one by one, believing one more billion will be satisfied then. Guns, the Second Amendment says it all. We have the right, they call. Girls and boys afraid to go to school. They might get shot in the head. Go look at the Constitution. It's been amended 72 times since its inception. God Almighty, what's it going to take? One more time for children's sake? An abortion. Human life can't be disputed. Science proves it. Apply non-persons to the unborn baby. Easier to kill than a sharp blade. Always use semantic gymnastics like products of conception instead. Assets for husbands and fathers, women, non-persons till 1918. Slavery oppressed and fear rage, men and women property. Stripes upon their backs reminds them of the status non-person. Signatures on bills in 1933. Attempts to ban lynching fails. And Joe Biden put forward a new bill and it was unanimous in 2022. Our society must make it right and possible for old people not to fear the young or be deserted by them. For the test of civilization is the way it cares for its helpless members. A quote from Pearl S. Buck, The Good Earth, 1932. And peace.
Bravo. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Thanks. These things.
Peace.
Thank you. You know, there's no easy solution, and it's a massive problem, all of these things. But I think if we can, rather than sticking people on the moon and that sort of jazz, why aren't we solving the poverty in our neighborhoods? The hungry kids, drug addiction. I've been touched by that. I have family members that are addicted. I have one family, my brother died of addiction. And, you know, we have nothing here. Like, we have a Mickey Mouse detox center that you can go in for 6 weeks and then it's over. There's nothing to help these people. There's no hope. And if we take that hope away in the communities, and in the United States, I mean, it's massive here too, drug addiction. And we have to provide hope and education and care for people who have none. And if we could just find poverty, I think, is the root to all of this. And if we can resolve that amongst our people, then I think we've got one foot halfway fixing the problem. People can't excel, learn, or or become if they're poor and starving and have no hope. And that's what this is about. And I know I'm ranting a little bit, but I believe in this with all my heart. I think it may sound like a fantasy dream to some and impossible to others, but I believe it can be done if we all stop being so selfish and fix our own people, you know. Sorry.
That's what's up.
You just said the key
word.
That's the key word.
Hope.
Yeah.
Where egos has dominated money and money over selfishness, so it doesn't pay to help each other because too much money to be made to see people in disarray. So it's sad, but I agree with you. We should take more time to help each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. I mean, but hey, we appreciate you coming through, Lady A, you know what I'm saying, spending the block with us. You know what I mean? So, peace and power upon your own movement and your day-to-day, you know what I'm saying? And
hey, thank you. Love you guys.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love,
thanks.
One
mic. Yeah, so you know what, brother? We're going to go into a song right now, one of my favorites, by the Ghetto Boys, and we're going to sit back and just vibe it out, brother, ride it out.
Let's go.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. If somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for tap. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money. I drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same special headlights. That move that I ran off the block, or is it that nigga last week that I shot, or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, not a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use in the line, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the squad. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me,
But to me it seemed like she was down to getting it. She helped me out in this shit. But to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me. This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating. Robbing little kids for bags. Till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace. Took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt. So I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured. But this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him. Dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Put it in gear and ride out.
Don't wanna drive you crazy.
scenery more vivid for me, I can see. Everything is more appealing to the eye to me. It even helps a movie tell a story properly, step by step, so it move like choreography. You can unwind to it, wind and dine to it, pass time to it, shine and grind to it. That's when I put my mind to it, put a rhyme to it. All right. You know what I like to do. I love this music thing right here, man. Hey, yo, Bills, this one's crazy, man. New York City, worldwide.
Okay, bro, we back up in here, man. How you feeling?
Man, I love the I love your playlist. I appreciate that, man. I'm feeling great, man. Thanks for having me. Yeah. I appreciate
it. Hey, man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? There's more to come, brother. There's more to come. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you riding shotgun with me on this ride, you know what I'm saying, and covering the talk that talk, the way you walk that walk. You know what I'm saying? It's been a beautiful night of music and poetry. Appreciate you, brother.
Man, indeed. I appreciate it.
All right. That's what's up. And I want to give a special shout-out to the CEO of the Epiphany Radio Blog Talk Network, you know what I'm saying, author Larry Maddox. Thank you. We appreciate being here. And we appreciate the window of opportunity, baby. You know what I mean? So we'll see y'all soon. Stay tuned through Facebook and everything. You know, look for that notification because it's definitely going to be out there. And we thank y'all for tuning in, vibing out with us with the music and poetry. And as I always say, peace, love, and happiness, man. You got anything to say, Sincere?
Man, just appreciate the support. Love you guys. Just make it happen again. Look forward to seeing you guys. One love, one mic.
Yeah, one love, one mic. And we're going to take y'all out with some nostalgia. You know what I mean? This is Master Ace, hosting high.
Ace with a tight grip, tight enough to hold the crowd, control the loud, people that gather to hear rap the crowd, brother, originator of the third power, action the posse grows just like a flower, check it out, here's the scene, the nightclub, you know what I mean, the dance floor, enough heads, Gucci girls, a few tough dreads, homeboys dipped in silky, leather seats in the Benz is off as milky, Cuban link, a lot of moet to drink, cash spent as fast as you blink. And all you hear is,
go, go, go.
None of these folks are living low, they're living on the, they're posting high. Yo, look at Slim, she's soft as satin, living on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She's paid, I mean bucks, she's got a maid, and a butler wears a tux. And look at the car that she's driving, before we leave here tonight, watch me get live and swing it, rope it up and string it, open up and sting it.
Yeah, right, Jay.
Oh, what's up? You think I'm joking? Just because I'm broken, I came here by a token? Yeah, I sleep and keep snoozing, give me a week in her binge, you'll see me cruising. I'll be like, yeah, what up, yo? Wanna listen to the 3 train?
Yeah, man.
No. Call a cab to come and get ya. Cause I'm too damn fly to be seen with ya. I be chillin', living like the most guy. I'm looking fly, cause I know how to post high. I be posting high.
Hey, yo, Stan, look at Ace over there trying to kick it to that girl.
No, man, she got the cheese.
Yeah, he on a Romeo tip, but he doesn't get it.
Let's see what he gonna do, y'all.
Yeah, peep this.
Ah, Master Ace, and how are you? Enjoying the party? Where are your iron too? So what's your name? That's kinda different, I must say. Hard to spell, I trust. Hey, is that a diamond in your gold front? Shoot, so's that custom-made Gucci suit. Cost a lot? Damn, that's kinda steep. Oh, yo, I think you got a beat. The payphone is right. Oh, you got a car phone? Go right ahead, I'll be at the bar alone. Hurry back, okay? Hurry back. Cause as I look around, these other girls are very whack. Damn! Hey, yo, what's taking her so long? I wanted us to dance. They just put on my song.
Yo, Ace, there she is.
Hey, yo, who's that she's with?
That's Merlin. He drives a Sterling. It's kind of swift.
Oh, it's like that? Well, go ahead, Miss Fly. I see how you're living. You're living on the high. Oh, yo, she's posting high. Posting high. Alright, maybe you were right. I need to stay down off the post because the height might be
was said, I'll lay down on the ground where they frown cause they're fed. Because they wanna live a life with glamour. They hope and hope and hope, but like a hammer, reality shatters every single hope. So what they do? Simply try to cope. But who can be happy living in the state of poverty, watching the next man live greater? All he ever does is wish for a chance, wishing he could buy the suits and the silk pants. And all she ever does is pray that one day she'll have a full-length mint. But hey, they want something for nothing. You gotta work, jerk, it's not that tough then. Rise up, and then you can size up to the fly and wear the clothes of those that post high. Posting high. Post high, but keep a level mind. Post high, but never live blind. Post high, but never make that the most important whisker on your cat. Post high, but never put the next man down. Post high, but keep your feet on the ground. Post high, but don't forget your friends while you're doing laps in your Benz. Posting high. DJ Steady Pace is posting high. Mr. C posting high. Craig G